out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday the 21st of May 2019 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Well, today I'm going to do something a little bit different. We're not going to get into any news stories today. I'm going to talk about some issues that are affecting nationalism currently. And it's really an expansion of what I was talking about at the end of yesterday's Arian Britannia episode. The first thing I really wanted to talk about that is Tommy Robinson and populism. Now, most people understand why we came out in support of Tommy Robinson. Most people that listen regularly to Radio Arian. And then I understand that it's for the same reasons why people like Mark Cullett has come out in support of Tommy and Max Musson, and I think, in actual fact, every notable nationalist in Britain has come out in support of him. And I would suggest that people that aren't supportive of him are the sort of people that don't have that much experience of nationalism. They probably only got into it over the last couple of years, and they're just involved online. Now, we're all well aware of Tommy's Zionist sympathies. I mean, he's been like that since the start, when he started the EDL. He was waving the flag of Israel, inviting rabbis to speak at his EDL rallies, and basically showing his support for multiculturalism, talking about Luton, how it was filled with multiculturalism, etc., etc. So we're all very well aware of that. It's come out since then that there are reasons for this. Probably the main reason is the fact that his stepfather was Jewish. So obviously his mother was a single mother, and her husband, her new husband, took her on with a son by another man and adopted that son. A good thing to do. So obviously Tommy is going to have loyalty to his stepfather, and he's going to have loyalty to Jews, because his stepfather's been good to him. He took his mother on, he took him on. Fast forward to when he's in prison last year. And Ezra Levant was a huge help to him while he was in prison. Ezra Levant helped to raise money. He helped to get the lawyers that he needed. He got him the best lawyers. He helped to promote him. And he really did right by him. So in Tommy's experience, Jews have actually been helpful to him. So, of course, he comes out in support of Israel against Palestine. And now he's always been open about this. You can't say he's been deceitful about this. You can't say that he has hidden this from people. He hasn't effectually been shilling for Israel because he hasn't kept it secret. If he had kept his support for Israel secret and the fact that he has so much support for them, and then at the same time tried to subtly introduce support of Zionism into the EDL, then you could say that he'd been shilling for them. But strictly speaking, it's not really correct to call somebody a shill if they are openly supporting something. I mean, you could call somebody like Henry Mackow a shill because he says that he is just after the truth and all the rest of it, and yet he does have some truthful articles, and he does expose feminism. But then at the same time, he'll be anti-Hitler, he'll be printing stories that he knows are untrue about the Holocaust and the gas chambers. So he is in effect shilling for the Jews while claiming to not be doing that. So that's the difference there. So we know that all that about Tommy. That's the bad side of Tommy. But what about the good side of him? Well, he talks about Islamification. He talks about unrestricted immigration. He talks about the grooming gangs and the rape of young girls. He talks about the clampdown on free speech in Britain. All very, very important issues that we need to get out there. If we want to be talking about these subjects, and they are taboo subjects, then we need somebody in the mainstream bringing these subjects up, battering down the wall of political correctness. Now, if Tommy gets into the European Union, that's what he's going to do. Now, he's on his campaign trail at the moment. I don't think I've heard him mention Israel on his campaign trail. All he has talked about is grooming gangs, Islam, political correctness, clamp down on free speech, all these issues. And the establishment hate him. They absolutely hate him. And the mainstream media are continually lying about him. He's had violent attacks. Muslim street gangs have been escorted by the police to attack him. He is absolutely hated by them. They are desperate to make sure that he doesn't get into the European Union. In actual fact, I think the day that the Euro MPs are actually sworn in, they've got him going back to court again, and they're taking him to court for hurting the feelings of Pakistani rapists while they were outside court, when he was asking them questions while they were going in. So these are all positive things about him. Do we have anybody else that is standing up for these issues in the mainstream, or just about to break into the mainstream? No, we don't. We don't have anybody else that is talking about these issues. You could say, well, what about Sargon? Well, Sargon's campaign has been all about rape tweets, unfortunately. The only person we've got that is speaking about this is Tommy Robinson. And it would be a great shame if he didn't get into the European Union because he didn't fully have the support of nationalists in Britain. As I say, I think most nationalists in Britain are supporting him. I think it's American ones that don't quite understand why people are supporting him because of his obvious liking for Jews. Also, when I see somebody that is speaking up against Islam, I think, well, that's brilliant. When I see somebody speaking up about grooming gangs, I think, well, that's brilliant. That's fantastic. When I see them speaking up about political correctness and a clampdown on freedom of speech, I think, well, this is wonderful. I want to support this person. And to be honest, the fact that they're not also exposing Jews, I just think, well, okay, they're not perfect. At least we've got 4 out of 5 issues they are talking about. I mean, even if they were just talking about 1 out of 5 issues, that would be good. And don't forget, we're not talking about Jews bringing these issues up. We're talking about a white man bringing these issues up. So you have to look at the big picture, and you have to think, well, is that going to be better for us, having somebody bringing these issues up? Yes, it definitely is. And he's talking about, well, he's promised that every bit of money he gets from the European Union in his salary, that will be going to charities for the victims of grooming gangs. That's a great thing as well. That's a lot of money that can be put towards a good use. And this applies to whoever it is, really. If they are speaking about issues that are going to be helping white people, then and they are white, we need to support them. I mean, I'm not too keen on this helping Yang over in America, the Chinese guy, just because he mentioned that he's going to be giving out $100,000 a month to people. And he's mentioned the fact that the white working class are being overlooked. Well, that's good, but it doesn't even compare to what Tommy Robinson has been speaking about. Tommy doesn't distance himself from nationalists. He has spoken in the past very badly about national socialists, about racial nationalists. And just because he's spoken badly about us doesn't mean that he is actually going to be bad for us, as I say, because 90% of what we talk about, or maybe 75% of what we talk about, he is talking about. He may be against us, racial nationalists, but his supporters, the people that support Tommy Robinson, they are all our potential recruits. They are already 75% there. And if they hear us knocking their hero, they certainly aren't going to be interested in anything that we have to say. If they see us supporting their hero, then they are far more likely to be inclined to give a listen to what we actually have to say. And if they see him attacking us and us not attacking him, they're also going to think, well, hang on a minute. These guys aren't that bad. You know, they're not knocking Tommy. The mainstream media are, the Antifa are, the establishment are, but the racial nationalists aren't. And of course, this big populist wave that is happening right the way across Europe, we want to be a part of that. Racial nationalists want to be a part of that. And you can look at For Britain, for instance, Anne-Marie Walters' party. Two of the For Britain members have been elected to the council. And on their team, on their election team, they had ex-members of the National Front, ex-members of the BNP. I think there's even been ex-members of National Action that have been helping Anne-Marie Walters out. So we've already got racial nationalists that are working with the populists, because what these populists have showed is that what they are doing is successful. It is having success. It may be watered down. They may be covering up for the Jews, or at the very best, not speaking about them. But getting 4 out of 5 right, that's good enough. That is better than getting none out of 5 right, because you've got nobody else standing up for us here in Britain. We've got For Britain, we've got Britain First, we've got UKIP, and we've got Tommy, and that's it. And we really need to be supporting these people. And if you think back 10 years ago, it was okay to speak about Jews. The BNP used to speak about Jews. The National Front used to speak about Jews. But in the current climate now, you couldn't be talking about Jews and still expect to get anywhere in politics. And it's very hard now to talk about Muslims. And I think in 5 years' time, if something isn't done to stop this, you're not even going to be able to talk about Muslims in 5 years' time. So these people here, these populists, they are actually on the cutting edge. Everything else has failed. Now, a lot of people like to refer to Adolf Hitler and point out the things that he said and about exposing the Jews. And you've got to think, well, back then was a different time. Back then, the problems that people were seeing were caused by Jews, and they knew that they were caused by Jews, and there wasn't laws to prevent people talking about race. There wasn't race hatred laws. There wasn't anti-Semitism laws. You could criticize the Jews, and it was mainstream. It was mainstream all across Europe, and the public generally could see who it was that was causing these problems, and the problems were right in their faces. The banking problems, the poverty, and they knew that it was the Jews that were involved in the banks. And what they didn't have back then was an immigration problem. They didn't have an Islam problem. Both of these things are what we have now. And back then, people would highlight bits from the Talmud. They would show the shocking bits from the Talmud, and they would expose the Jews. And what does Tommy Robinson do today? He exposes the shocking bits from the Quran, and he exposes the shocking crimes of the Muslims. And he points out that their crimes are inspired by the Quran. He is basically doing the same thing, but adapted for the times that we are living in today. If you live on a housing estate in Britain, you don't see the Jews carrying out crimes. What you see is you see Pakistanis selling drugs. You see Pakistani rape gangs selling white sex slaves, and you hear about Muslims blowing themselves up, beheading people, stabbing people, and you see that these crimes are being carried out by Muslims. You don't see Jews running rape gangs. You don't see Jews blowing themselves up. And to then expect to get popular support by pointing out what the Jews are doing, and I'm not absolving them of any guilt here, I'm just saying that it is far more complicated to explain their role in this, and you're not going to get the support. People aren't going to be prepared to sit there and listen to why the fact that we have Muslims here in the first place was due to Jews calling for more immigration and Jews calling for these laws that prevent people from actually talking about the problems. That is not going to get you support. People have to have investigated all of this in the first place before they come across that, and then you can talk to them about it. And who are the people that come across all this stuff and investigate it? Well, they are the people that started off in the EDL, the people that start off supporting Tommy Robinson, the people that start off supporting UKIP, because all of them are stepping stones to the hard right. And once you set foot on that path, what you are saying is that I can see that the world is based on lies and I want to know the truth. And the more you investigate it, the more you will see that although Tommy tells us some truths, he doesn't tell us all the truths. And the people that start out following him will end up finding us. We have a lot of listeners that started out with Tommy Robinson. Nobody just goes from being a brainwashed liberal to being a racial nationalist overnight. It's a gradual process, and you work your way through Tommy Robinson, Jared Taylor, Britain First, and then Kevin MacDonald, Richard Spencer, and eventually you get to racial nationalism. And it's all a spectrum. It's all the spectrum that is nationalism, that goes from soft nationalism to hard nationalism. And when we look at our enemies, when we look at the left, they will all stick together to attack the people on the right. And whether it's Tommy Robinson or whether it's Radio Aryan, they will all stick together and attack us. And we need to have some united support, I think, among us. And we need to show the Tommy fans that we're not their enemies. We're not their enemies. We are their natural allies. We can see that what they are doing is going to be good for the country. There's another issue that I wanted to bring up here as well, and that issue is support for terrorism. Because I'm suggesting that the way forward is to support these populists because they are having success. Now, there is a very, very small faction that say, oh no, we're never going to get any success with that, even though obviously we can see all around us masses of success. There's a huge populist revolt in Europe at the moment. Populist parties are gaining power all over the place. They say, oh no, we can't possibly have any success like that. The only way is to use violence. And that's ridiculous because that using brute strength is where we're actually at our absolute weakest. Our absolute weakest point is in using brute strength. Our strongest point is with our speech, which is why they try to silence us. And every time there is some kind of terrorist attack on minorities, the establishment uses that as an excuse to clamp down even more on free speech. So these attacks, they, in actual fact, they benefit the establishment. I mean, if you look at the intelligence agencies, now I'm surprised people don't understand this because I've heard a lot of people say, oh, well, Tommy Robinson, he's a Mossad agent. Mossad don't fund philo-Semites. That is not the way intelligence agencies work. Now, as I say, most people come into this from the conspiracy side of things. And if you came into this from the conspiracy side of things, then you will understand that the intelligence agencies, what they do is they set up front groups. And particularly 10 years ago, it was Islamic front groups that they would set up. Once the Twin Towers had been knocked down and the war on terror was announced, the intelligence agencies got together and they set up jihadi groups. They set up jihadi groups, they set up websites that were jihadi webzines, basically, and that was the bait. And there are lots of terror plots that have been foiled that were actually set up by the FBI and set up by MI5. In Britain, I can recall a few years back seeing a news report, and it was something like out of the 205 jihadi plots that have been foiled in America, every single one of them had the intelligence agencies had the FBI involved in it in some way or another. So they get people to join these groups. They pretend that they want to kill the kafir, kill the unbeliever, and gullible Muslims. go and join these groups, and they get told, well, here's the car, here's the weapons, here's the target, go after them. And then in the act of going after the target, then they get arrested. Now, there was a particularly famous case of this happened a while back. There was a draw a picture of Muhammad competition in America, and some Muslims, I believe, shots were actually fired. And luckily, people were safe. And that was an FBI sting. That was an FBI sting from start to finish. The weapons had been provided by the FBI guy to these would-be jihadis, and then they were arrested. And that's the way these intelligence agencies work. They don't fund people that are pro-America. They set up groups that are anti-America and anti-white. And if you're looking at a group like Mossad, the Mossad will be setting up groups that hate Israel. They will be setting up groups that hate Israel, and they will be encouraging people to carry out terrorist attacks against Jews. And they won't only just encourage them, they will provide these people with the weapons, they'll provide them with the targets, they'll provide them with the know-how. And it all starts by them encouraging support for terrorists on social media. So if you see people that are encouraging support for terrorism on social media, encouraging support for people like Bowers that shot up that synagogue, or people like Brenton Tarrant, if you see people that are encouraging support for that on social media, there is a chance that they are the intelligence services. They are the secret services, and they're trying to encourage you to do the same. And besides, before it even gets that far, that they've actually handed you weapons, to actually voice support for proscribed groups, such as National Action in Britain, that's against the law as well. So you could have these MI5 spooks basically hanging around on Gab trying to get people to support National Action. If they can find somebody that will voice support for National Action, they can get them arrested. And they can then get years in prison, in actual fact, for supporting terrorism. So we really don't want to be doing this. We don't want to be providing cover for these MI5s and these Mossads that are going to be doing this. Because then they will stand out when they do. And at the moment, I think we've got a mix. I think we've got spooks online that are encouraging support for terrorism, and we've got genuine nationalists that really haven't actually thought this through. And they're doing it as well. Besides that, I mean, a way that some of this terrorism has specifically affected us here at Radio Aryan. If you look back to when this Bowers shot up a synagogue, on that very day, on Grandpa Lampshade's blog, a anonymous commenter, or somebody that hadn't actually commented on his blog before, added a comment there supporting this act of terror and suggesting that was the way forward, and there should be more of these, because when things like this happen, if lots of them happen, then the public will question as to why people are attacking Jews, and then they will investigate the material, and then they will discover that Jews are behind immigration and all the rest of it. I mean, it's a complete fantasy. The vast majority of people, when they see any ethnic minority being attacked, is they have sympathy for them. They have sympathy for them, and they don't look at nationalists as well. Yeah, they've got it right. They look at nationalists and think, well, but what a bunch of terrorists. I was inclined to give them my ear and listen to them, but if they're just going to be acting like this, I don't want anything to do with them. And of course, that's going to harm us when we try to get support from the populists, because they're going to say, oh no, we don't want anything to do with you lot. You racial nationalists are associated with terrorism. Can't have that. So it harms us in that way. But back to this direct way that this terrorism badly affected us. Because of this comment on Grandpa Lampshade's blog, the leftists saw it, obviously, because they were monitoring his blog. And within a day, his blog was actually taken down. And then these leftists sent that message to the FBI. And then they got a large group of them together to continue reporting Grandpa to the FBI and going on about this message that was left on his website. And eventually, Grandpa gets a visit from the FBI while he's at work. And the upshot of the visit by the FBI when he is at work is that he loses his job. And not just him. It's not just him that loses his job. His wife loses her job as well. And you think this is a middle-aged man with a family, settled down, with a job that he was expecting to continue working at until he retired, a job that he really enjoyed, a job that he was really good at, and because of some idiot voicing support for terrorism on his blog, he loses all of that. And again, this is the point. It's never going to be these people that are leaving these comments that actually get investigated. It's going to be the more famous people that actually have the blog. That's why they went after Grandpa Lampshade and not the person who left this comment. The person who left this comment, they may have been a spook. They may have been a spook. But again, they may have just been a not very intelligent nationalist that left this comment there. And the person that the FBI went after is Grandpa. Because they want to shut down the voices that have effect. They want to shut down the most persuasive, most well-reasoned, and most listened to voices. And if there are comments that are left supporting terrorism on those voices' websites, they can use that to shut down the website and to investigate the person. So don't do it, basically. I mean, I cannot think of anything positive that these terrorist attacks have achieved. What's happened since the attack, Bauer's attack on the synagogue? Well, Donald Trump has appointed a world task force to investigate anti-Semitism. So it's basically helped the Jews. It hasn't helped us. It's got lots of sites deplatformed. As I say, Grandpa's lost his job. And America has come out with even more support for the Jews. And with these intelligence groups, when they set up these attacks, they don't always stop them. Sometimes they do go off, like this one where this Jawar Mohammed competition where there were shots fired. Because that's just the way that it goes. And when that happens, the intelligence agencies never even say that they were involved in it. So to think that carrying out a terrorist action is against ethnic minorities is in any way going to help white people is ridiculous. I mean, the intelligence agencies set up terrorist actions against ethnic minorities because it benefits them. Because it means that they get to arrest white people and say that they're nationalists. And at the same time, if the terrorist attack goes off, then they get to use that as an excuse to deplatform us. And finally, you've got the virtue side of it. We know what the Jews do. The Jews are there as tempters. They are there to for us to prove that we have virtue. And they tempt our vice and they tempt our virtue. We're all very aware of the vice that they tempt us with. We're all very aware of the virtue that they tempt us with. They tempt the left to have sympathy for our racial competitors. They tempt, and that's tempting the left's virtue. That is tempting the left's virtue. And they tempt them to open up the borders and allow in all the refugees, and that's tempting their virtue. And then on the other side of things, on the nationalist side of things, the nationalist who knows that he should be loving his neighbour as much as he loves himself and who understands that to lay down your life for your nation is the greatest love that you can ever show, well, they will tempt the nationalist by saying, well, why don't you lay your life down for your nation? Go and take out some Jews in a synagogue. Go and blow up a church full of Negroes. Go and get your own back. And that's the temptation that they put before us with all these clampdowns on free speech, with all the cover-ups of the black and white crime in the newspapers. So this also is a temptation that we have to avoid taking. It's like they're just putting bait before us all the time, bait on this hook. And you have to identify exactly what it is that they're doing. You have to identify it's bait. Bait on a hook, and it's not going to help us. The best way to help us at the moment is to support these populists. And don't add comments supporting terrorism. Because if no nationalists will add comments supporting terrorism online, then that means the only people that are doing it will be the intelligence services. It will be the Secret Service, and we'll be able to identify them straight away just from doing that. Well, I hope I've made these points clear for anyone that was confused about them or didn't quite understand why we come out in support of Tommy Robinson or why we condemn these terrorist acts. I hope that's made it clear, and I hope it has some effect, and I hope we don't see any more terrorist actions, because they aren't helpful to us. They are extremely harmful to us. Okay, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Carolyn Jaeger. God bless and hail victory.
Radio Aryan. Radio Aryan. Radio. Dot, 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 dot.